Here.
Thank you.
Very good. We do have three. It does appears, if you're watching online, it appears we have two. Commissioner Buchanan is participating by Zoom, so we do have a quorum for tonight's meeting. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a light agenda here tonight. Any desires or requests to alter the agenda as it's been provided to us?
Not by me.
Very good. Hearing none, we will not make any changes to the agenda. Next item is number five, is the opening community comments and suggestions. This community comment period is an invitation to members of the community to present issues, thoughts, suggestions, or concerns on matters that are not scheduled on tonight's agenda. Comments should be limited to those matters that are within the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission, and members of the public may provide public comment remotely by joining the Zoom meeting utilizing one of the methods provided by the city. If you're on Zoom and you want to participate, please use the raise hand feature to indicate your desire to provide public comment. Anyone in the public here tonight wish to make a comment at this time? Anybody on Zoom that we're aware of?
If any members of the public would like to make a comment right now, please raise your hand in Zoom. There are no raised hands, Commissioner.
Very good. I'm going to close the community comment period at this time. We're going to move on to item six, written communications. Are there any communications provided to staff late today that we have not received or may not be aware of?
None this evening, Chair Martin.
Very good. Thank you. We have one item on the consent agenda. 7A is approval of the minutes of the meeting of October 4th. I don't have them here in front of me.
I read them online.
Do you read them online? Okay. I will move then to approve the minutes of the meeting of the Planning Commission from October 4th, 2022.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. We have a roll call vote, please.
Chair Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Guthrie?
Yes.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. We have no public hearing items here tonight, and we have no non-public hearing items here tonight. Item 10 is a notice of administrative items since October 4th. We have, I believe, there are seven items on here. I do not have any questions or comments on the administrative items. My fellow commissioners, do you have any questions or comments on the administrative items?
Actually, just on item three, and it's just that it's a vacation rental on an accessory dwelling unit. I just don't think I've seen that before. So is the right to the vacation rental just on the accessory dwelling unit and not on the house as well?
That's correct. The application was to rent simply the ADU, and that's what the approval reflects.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Buchanan, do you have any questions or comments on these administrative items?
No, I don't.
Very good. I am going to open it to the public for comments on any one of these seven items. If there's someone here from the public that would like to make a comment.
Yes.
Feel free. Thank you very much. Please come to the podium, introduce yourself, and you've got 3 minutes. Thank you.
I'm Mike Peterson. I live at 1580 Hillcrest Drive. I've been in Arroyo Grande since 2001. That neighborhood has been developed in the 50s and is a very nice, quaint, quiet neighborhood. And I was totally disappointed and very much against having a vacation rental at 1601 Sierra. A lot of people probably think this is junk mail and they throw it out. I was going to talk to other neighbors, but I just kind of started looking at this and realized it today. So when you have a vacation rental, obviously you've got out-of-town renters coming in. This is a large property with a large deck. And if you don't think you're going to have parties going on there, you'd be gravely mistaken. It's the trend of this vacation rental, just in general, you reduce the available number of rentals for other people, for permanent rentals, not, you know, not a vacation. So that takes, the, you know, that property could be a rental for some family to move into. And now we have people from all over the place coming in for short term. And in my opinion, it probably will be parties. The one thing I will notice, and I walk a dog and I sometimes do it late at night, there are no sidewalks in this neighborhood. And if you have someone kind of in there, let's say they had a party and they're now they're going to go get some liquor and they're a little bit of a hurry, they're going to run someone over because it's very dimly lit and there's no sidewalks. You'll be walking in the road. And I want you to be on record for that. You're liable. This neighborhood does not have that, those sidewalks. There's children's pets, dogs walking, and you're at risk. It's just, I don't know, I'm very, very disappointed for even that consideration. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Are there any other, or anybody out there on Zoom that might be interested in making a comment on one of these items?
We have one raised hand, Chair Martin.
Very good.
We have one raised hand. I just wanted to clarify that this particular meeting, we're not discussing the approval of this, and this is simply being reported to the Planning Commission. If
correct.
Someone from the public or the Planning Commission so chooses to appeal this action, will be held at a separate meeting.
Correct.
All right. The person online we have is Kelly. You should be able to talk now.
Good evening, Kelly. I believe you're online. If you're muted, unmute yourself, introduce yourself. You have 3 minutes.
Can you unmute yourself, please, Kelly? Your mic is currently muted. One more, I think they're reconnecting.
Okay.
You should be able to talk now, Kelly,
okay.
If you want to
hear. I'm so sorry. It was turned off on my phone, my privacy. I apologize. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we can, Kelly. Please introduce yourself, and you have your 3 minutes.
My name is Kelly Childress. I and my parents are the owners of that home that we just spoke about. We also manage two other rental homes, one in Montana and then one up in Bass Lake area. We use the company Evolve, who does a very strict background check. We are not into the whole party and all that stuff. It's primarily going to be used as a vacation home for our family. I have 5 sisters. You know, we just want somewhere quiet to go. We're all older now. We just want somewhere to get away on the weekends. Nothing crazy. We're not a party family, nothing like that. As far as our other two rentals, they both are doing very well. Again, no complaints, no. We don't allow things like that. And Evolve, we've actually already set the restrictions for this place because we've kind of looked out at the neighborhood and we see that it is a quiet neighborhood. We don't want to interrupt that. We want this home, but we want it to be occupied even whenever we're not there. So we have set the minimum to or the maximum to 6 people. There could be no more than that. We are happy to drive over ourselves to resolve any issues. We are more than accommodating to make sure that, you know, the neighborhood does not lessen any value by us being there. We just want to be able to utilize this for, you know, a vacation home for our family and then allow other people to do the same that just want a quiet getaway. No means of partying, things of that sort. I do understand, as the previous man had mentioned, the worry about, you know, drinking and driving. Well, those things happen because of bad choices on people's part, but the background check that is ran on every individual that can stay at this place, you know, there is a minimum age requirement. And like I said, there's a maximum people. We will not raise that. We will not make exceptions. So we just wanted to come on here and speak and just let the community know that we do understand the concerns and everything, but that is not by any means what our goal is, and we would not allow that. We, again, have ran two other very successful Airbnb rental places, and we have no means of allowing that. And we're happy to talk to whoever, any neighbors, if they have any concerns, we're happy to give them our numbers so they can contact us directly. But yeah, we are completely aware of the surroundings of this location and want by no means to harm that.
Very good. Thank you very much, Ms. Childress.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else out there with a raised hand?
No, Chair Martin, there are no other raised hands.
Okay, very good. I'm going to close the public comment period for the administrative items. And as a reminder to the public and the individuals that are here today, on this particular agenda item, there is no vote that's required to review any of these items. I will, after my comments, I'm going to ask my fellow commissioners if there is any of these that they'd like to pull. On this particular address, if you wish to appeal this decision, the administrative decision, based on the notes that I have today, you have until October 24th. I would certainly encourage you to approach staff, whether you have an opportunity tonight after the meeting or, you know, during the regular business hours during the day, contact them and find out what the procedure is. And there is a cost to making that appeal, and confirm that details with them. Thankfully, you do have a few days in order to put that together, should you so choose. But thank you for your comments tonight.
Sure, thank you.
Either one of my fellow commissioners here tonight wish to pull any one of these items?
Not me.
Commissioner Buchanan, do you wish to have one of these or more of these reviewed for a future Planning Commission meeting?
No, I don't.
Okay. I think that's it for now. It's just that's a discussion item for us, the way the agendas and the approval process is made up. Thank you. The next item is a commission communications. Any comments or correspondence presented by the Planning Commission? Mr. Guthrie, Mr. Buchanan, do you have anything that you'd like to add at this point?
No, I don't.
Very good. Any staff communications?
Good evening. This is Brian Pedrotti, Community Development Director.
Yes.
And thank you, Chairperson Martin and Planning Commission. Just real quick, on October 11th, the City Council adopted the short-term rental ordinance and also adopted the permanent parklet program. So just some status updates of some of the projects that have come through the Planning Commission recently.
Excellent.
Thank you. Yep.
Chair Martin.
Yes.
Planning Manager Andrew Perez. Just want to add that the City Council will be considering the ordinance for tiny homes on wheels at its meeting next Tuesday, the 25th.
Okay. Very good. And I'm going to put this out to the public. I think it's probably, is it appropriate to talk about the resignation of one of our commissioners and invite someone to make an application or an interest to the city? Mr. Shiro, for his own personal reasons, has resigned from the Planning Commission. I personally will miss him greatly. He and I have become friends over the years. We don't always agree on decisions or policies, but we have a tremendous amount of respect for each other. That has left a vacancy on our Planning Commission. If there's anyone out there that is watching this meeting that has interest in participating as a member of the Planning Commission, you are encouraged to contact the city and throw your name into the hat, or at least talk with someone on the city staff. Brian Pedrotti probably is the ideal person to contact on this vacancy, and we're looking forward to getting a full Planning Commission at some point in the not too distant future. Anything else? The agenda, thankfully, tonight was, I think, it was light. I think the real goal was to make sure that these homestays and vacation rentals are handled in a timely basis and allow the applicants to get an appropriate response, as well as give the public an opportunity to respond as well in a timely basis. So I thank staff for that. And with that being said, it's 6:15. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Getting quite the record.
Did I do that okay? Yeah.